As El Paso mourns 22 victims of the weekend's mass shooting, President Trump is planning to visit both Dayton and El Paso tomorrow, and not everyone in El Paso is happy. In his State of the Union this year, Trump called El Paso one of America's most dangerous cities, with an extremely high crime rate before a barrier was built along the border. That's just not true. El Paso has had one of the lowest homicide rates for decades before that barrier. Democratic Texas State Rep. Joe Moody represents El Paso. Representative Moody, Texas Congresswoman Veronica Escobar says the president is not welcome in El Paso right now. What are your thoughts?
I would echo her thoughts that this is not the time. Our community is somewhat still in shock and disbelief, and we're in mourning and working on trying to heal. And the president is someone who has used hateful rhetoric and, to your point, outright lies about our community, about immigrants in general, used words like invasion, infestation. People have referred to our community as a war zone. Those words have power and they lead to events like we saw here in El Paso. So it's just not the time right now. Maybe there's a time later when we can sit down and have a dialogue about productive things we can do going forward. And I would hope that we'd get an apology and that rhetoric of hate would change in the meantime.
Well, just to be clear, at the time the president made those statements in February, your county sheriff there said it was sad to hear President Trump state falsehoods about El Paso to justify building his 2,000-mile wall, because according to all the stats, the border barrier that's there wasn't begun until 2008. And for decades, El Paso's violent crime rate consistently was well below other cities. It's considered a very safe city.
In fact, most communities like ours, communities that have a large immigrant population, are safe. The sheriff, to his credit, when he was chief of police and now the sheriff, has done a great job of creating a community policing model that we all work together. That's what creates safety in communities like ours. So there's a trust between law enforcement and immigrant communities. That's important. When you stoke fear and hatred, all that breaks down.
But on the other hand, Representative Moody, first of all, I'm sure you have constituents who are Republicans who would like to see the president come, maybe Democrats as well, for their children to have a chance to see that El Paso, you know, merited a visit from a president of the United States. And he, in his comments yesterday, said we must overcome racial hatred, white supremacy. People have been waiting for him to say those words. Is this maybe a chance for some healing, but also a chance for, you know, people who want to see a president of the United States come to the city to have that?
As part of those same remarks, he put a bargain between immigration reform and gun reform.
He tweeted out, in fact, in the morning, you know, perhaps we could have expanded background checks and let's tie it to immigration reform. And you saying that, as others are saying, it implied that immigrants had something to do with this shooting, which they did not.
I think that shows the problematic approach that he's taking continues. I'm glad that he's calling out racism and white nationalism finally and not fanning the flames. But this is someone that at a rally not long ago chuckled at the idea of shooting immigrants. And so do I think we can have a constructive conversation with the president at some point? Perhaps. He's been here before. Many presidents have been to El Paso. If we want to have a productive conversation, if he wants to be repentant for the hateful rhetoric he spewed in the past, then I think that we can get there. But tomorrow's not the time to do it.
Texas State Rep. Joe Moody. By the way, are you of Hispanic ancestry?
Yes. This is a community that defines all of us. You know, I heard someone the other day saying that, you know, El Paso and Ciudad Juarez, we're two lungs in the same body. We live and breathe together.
One being in Mexico on one side of the border, one being in the United States.
Correct.
And just very, very briefly, you tweeted over the weekend about a conversation at church about how to build a better community. Was it an answer you can share?
You know, I was at church when I got the news that this tragedy had occurred, and we were having I'm still emotional about this, but we were having a very powerful conversation about how we bridge divides, how we build stronger communities, how we need to be examples of that. The root of the answer to that question was be a reflection of love. No matter what you encounter in the world, bring love into that conversation. That's what we need to reflect in the world. And in the midst of that conversation, we got this news. And so it's changed. challenging. It's challenging to move through that, you know, but it doesn't mean it means that we probably need to focus more on that message than we ever have before. You know, anger and hatred is what brought this here, and love is really the only thing that can move us through this.
Well, and this hatred wasn't from within your community. It was from without. Texas State Representative Joe Moody, thank you so much.
Thank you.